Now, I'd like you to think of the state opening of Parliament. There's much fanfare, much anticipation. It's televised all over the world. It's treated with much pomp and circumstance. And then I'd like you to go back in time. The audience is much smaller, no television, no fanfare. And as people listened to Jesus speak, they were struck by the way that he spoke. He carried himself with so much authority. He was different to the teachers of the day who did not speak with much authority. Now we go to our reading this morning from Deuteronomy, and we find Moses delivering an address to the people of Israel. They had just escaped from Egypt, and God had just given Moses the Ten Commandments. And Moses was addressing the people about these commandments from God. And right in the middle of this speech, he takes a break from the commandments and speaks to them about the coming Messiah. Verse 15 says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, from among your own brothers. You must listen to him." He's speaking about Jesus. Moses said that Jesus would be a prophet like him. Now, how would Jesus be like Moses? Well, we need to remember that Moses was a very unique prophet. Of all the prophets, he was the only one who God spoke to face to face. The Bible says that Moses actually saw the form of God, had face-to-face contact with God. No other prophet had that privilege. In the same way, Jesus has and had at that point face-to-face contact with God the Father. Just like Moses, Jesus could say that he stood in the presence of God the Father and received the first-hand words of God to share with the people. That is how Jesus would be like Moses. And Jesus himself is God in the mystery of the Trinity, which takes it almost one step further than Moses. The other thing to note is that Jesus would be a prophet from among your own brothers. So Jesus wouldn't just descend from heaven like an angel or an outsider. He would become a human being through and through. And this is why Jesus spoke with so much authority. His words were God's words. Now the Pharisees didn't recognize Jesus' authority. They listened to what he said, but they didn't like what they heard. And Jesus, to them, didn't look like he had much authority. He was brought up in a small town. He came from Nazareth. They didn't see his authority. And that's one of the mysteries and the joys of the gospel story. And we've just been through the season of Christmas and Epiphany, where we hear constantly and we are reminded through the stories of how God takes these seemingly most unlikely people and turns expectations upside down. We are coming now this Sunday to the end of the season of Epiphany, where we celebrate the coming of the three kings. And even with all their wisdom and knowledge, it seemed obvious to them that if they were looking for a king, they would find him in a palace. If they were looking for a king, they would have to go and talk to somebody in government. So they seek Herod. They assume that Jesus' authority must be something human, governmental, the obvious way. And they find out, as many others through the story also find out, that that is not the way that God works. God works in different and mysterious ways to achieve his plan. He challenges our expectations about authority. Our world today has the exact same problem. Our world today often fails to see the authority of Jesus Christ and his word. Now, there's a fascinating sign on the road to Brighton. I'm sure you've all seen it. It says that there are unmarked police cars operating. Well, the interesting thing about that is that even though the authority of the police is hidden, it's still there. You probably can break the law and speed, but you don't know who is in the car behind you. The authority of the police is hidden, but it's still there. They could be there. The authority is not always obvious. It's not always plainly there to sight. And so it is with Christ. His authority is hidden. And his authority is hidden in humility. His authority is hidden in that mystery that I've spoken about, where God challenges things. God uses the most seemingly unlikely people to achieve his plan. And in our daily lives, sometimes God's message to us can come in the most unexpected and unlikely ways. And we have to listen carefully because we might miss those moments. His authority is also hidden in the humble preaching and teaching of ministers and Christians. And as the Son of God, he sacrificed and went to the cross for the sins of the world. This is the message of the Bible. And it's a message that's filled with comfort and hope and joy. A message that Jesus shares with us this morning, a message with more authority than any speech or teaching or philosophy we have heard before. The gospel is a sure thing. The words of God himself. The words of Christ, the only sure thing we have in an unstable world. And today we honor that word as the very word of God. Remember back to Christmas, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. The ultimate authority in our lives. What gives us strength and comfort and direction and hope. And for that we rejoice. Amen.